I want to know more about the snake religion. Because they had that, like, android in a box, and they're like, you're going to birth the snake, I think. It's going to come out of your mouth.
Why would, like, when she met her Earth boyfriend, I'm like, bitch, you have to know that it's the devil. Welcome to Out of Dodge.
Oh, hey. Thanks for listening. Sorry.
I didn't see you there.
I didn't see you there.
I'm running for Congress, yeah.
Who are you?
Shane.
And who am I?
Trevor.
And what do we do here?
We talk about movies, TV, video games. Today is going to be a chill episode, unless it isn't.
We've been getting real hot recently. We've been getting real cheesed about a lot of things.
A certain TV show dragged a lot of demons out. But now that the curse has been lifted and we are free, we'd like to offer a more relaxed episode.
Just us chatting, you know? Just jib-jabbing. Like a couple of... A couple of bros liked a little jib jab, you know.
God, that felt like a machine trying to learn how to talk.
how was Thanksgiving, Shane? That was the most recent thing that happened in the world.
Pretty good, all things considered. The weather has turned. It snowed all day.
Oh my God!
And it looks like phenomenal out there, but mm-hmm. it's not great to like be in or feel.
Well, it was absolutely delightful here. In sunny Southern California. I think it was a high of like 70. It was perfect.
Oh, nice.
It was like kind of cold the past few weeks. And then it's just been like super nice recently. But it gets real cold at night. Like drops. I mean, relatively speaking, it's literally snowing where you are. It's been getting to like... like 45 degrees at night sometimes.
Oh no, that's awful in Cali.
I know, and I like there was one night where I made the dummy Boo Boo the Clown mistake of I had my window cracked like an inch, and I was like, get some fresh air. Woke up, no, freezing cold.
Yeah,
there were snowmen in my room. Had no idea who brought them in. It was icicles. I was icicles. It was a whole thing. Anyways, Thanksgiving was good. I just had leftovers for dinner.
That's great. I still, I'm gonna work through like the last bit of leftovers tomorrow, but I'm very excited about it.
We polished off our turkey. We normally do a roast.
Ooh, nice.
My dad did so much food this year. I mean, he's the oldest of nine, right? So they didn't normally do a big, you know, Thanksgiving and everything.
Fair enough, yeah.
I think he's just kind of used to that. So we made so much goddamn food for four people. And like, hey, I'm not gonna complain. I'll eat it for like 4 weeks if I have to. But I'm just
really
like,
good of my family.
Yeah. But damn, it's just a lot of food. Oh my God, I just remembered Zack Snyder, everyone's favorite director in the whole world. He put out a new trailer for the Snyder Cut.
I can't believe I have to watch that entire thing only to...
I can't believe it's gonna be like 8 hours.
Only to tweet, that was fucking terrible and everyone was wrong about it. What a surprise. I'm gonna put it in my draft folder and then tweet it.
I'm very excited for all the Justice League heads who have been like, release the Snyder Cut, to get it and be like, oh.
Oops.
It's just have more
nothing
of
to say about it.
Garbage. I've been watching Veep again. So good. So fucking good. I think I only got to season 3 or 4, but there's 7 seasons and I'm in it. I'm here
good.
For it.
It's I love when there's a lot of a show. I also love when it's all there and I don't have to spend time theorizing or doing any work. I can just look at it, which is what I'm best at. I kind of like walking into the party when it's already happening, which is really not how I like to do parties at all, because I like to do parties the opposite way. But with TV shows...
Oh, yeah, because you show up early.
It's more a potluck thing, I guess, than a party thing, because I think maybe every college party has been terrible. Perhaps.
There was one good college party.
The last one was probably the best one. actually.
The last one was really good.
Yeah, that was like
really the grad solid. Party.
Yeah. That was great. Yeah.
I also had fun at Sal's going away party, all things considered.
I had a really good time there. So for me and potlucks and arriving early, I just kind of like to already be relaxed. I don't know why, because potlucks, we literally no one else showed up but the same 10 people that we already knew.
Yeah.
And had talked to 1,000 times.
the same 10 people we still talk to.
Yeah, exactly. I always just felt more relaxed, and we kind of always had it at Riku's place, and, like, I was there half the time anyway.
I feel like there were only a few times where I showed up early, I guess, and that was because I had to prep food at Riku's. Cause,
that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. I made mac and cheese there once. Oh, my God. So I made mac and cheese. It was a whole thing. It was a bunch of cheese. All of us are famously lactose intolerant, by the way. So, you know, that's not the brightest idea. I left it in Riku's fridge. And I was like, I'll come back for it. I don't want to fucking take it right now. I'm tired. And he's like, don't worry about it. I went over the next day. Actually, no, like a few days later. And I was like, okay, I'm going to just eat my mac and cheese that's at your house. And he's like, perfect. I pulled it out and I was like, that's a little warm, but it's, you know, people have been going in and out of the fridge all day. I had the worst food poisoning I've ever had after eating that.
Oh no.
It was insane. You know when you put like Mentos in like a Coke bottle? Imagine just spinning it as it's like spewing, and that's essentially how I felt that night. Turns out that there were so many leftovers in Riku's fridge that the door couldn't close properly. And so it was a jar about 3 inches and nothing was refrigerated. So...
God, that's hell.
I was wanting to die. Famously lactose intolerant man dies over bad cheese. Obsidian. Adventure Time came back!
So Adventure Time's about a magical land named Ooh, where a bunch of people hang out. And also, it's post-apocalyptic because there was a nuclear war that ended almost all of humanity.
And, like, awoken demons from the center of the earth and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, and vampires know. And crazy shit. There have been multiple zombie outbreaks, more than you would think.
In the first episode, there's a zombie outbreak.
But there were two side characters. There was Princess Bubblegum and Marceline, who was, like, half vampire, half queen. Demon. It was a whole thing. Mm-hmm. And, like, the entire show, they were like, they might have been gay, but we can't say it out loud because it's the past. Like, they were kind of like, they were playing subtext game. And everyone was like, I'm pretty sure they're gay, but we don't know.
And everyone's
100%.
Like, we want them to be gay.
And then in the finale of the show, the people are like, fuck it. And they kissed. And they were like, no, they're gay. 100%. They're going to live together. We did it. And I was like, you know what? That's a pretty good ending, Adventure Time. Thank you. And I thought we were done. But no. Because HBO Max was like, listen, bitch, we got more. They're even gayer than before.
HBO Max is like, all 30 people who subscribe, come back, come here.
Subtext is dead, and we are going all in with a really good, it was kind of like a 40-minute special kind of deal. Where they
It's part of that distant worlds or whatever, distant lands. Yeah, it's a 10-episode miniseries that's kind of like an epilogue.
Yeah, where they explore, like, a lot of the characters and where we left them and give them, like, cool endings.
Yeah.
So, this one had Marceline and Bubblegum fighting this dragon thing, and you got to look at their past and when they had a bad breakup.
And how they met and stuff. And
you got, like, this really sad thing where Marceline's mom died of, you know, nuclear bomb cancer, which is...
It's the worst one.
I knew immediately when I saw, like, her mom's eyes, I was like, it's cancer.
It's that trope of a character coughs and you're like, they're done.
Because the mom's dying of cancer, she makes Marceline run away and hide in a bunker, but she doesn't really know what's going on because she's a kid and it fucks her up. And I'm like, this is, like, really good emotional trauma being unpacked here in this Adventure Time special that's also gay as hell.
Yeah.
And it ends really well, and you also get to see a few characters that you didn't expect to see, like the main character of the original show, Finn, who shows up and is the most relaxed motherfucker on earth. Like, he has this great dad energy and is just like a hippie hanging out in a van, and
he's probably like 30, but he gives off that like Grateful Dead roadie like vibe.
It's like very sweet and very nice, and I'm really glad that we got
He has like one line and you're like, fuck yeah. I'm so glad he's here.
Thank you.
No, like, and I also liked the message where, you know, they're like, you need to get angry to defeat this dragon. And she's like, but that's not who I am anymore. And that's what she's trying to tell Bubblegum to. Marceline's trying to tell Bubblegum, like, I'm not this angry person anymore. Like, you've helped me change and, like, realize who I am. And I don't want to be that person, even if that means, you know, potentially saving these people, because it's not me. And I like that. It was really nice. It was like, you made me a better person because I needed that. And I was like, fuck, Marceline.
Even after the show is done, and even though it's an epilogue, they're still like, we're going to show how these people change and grow and become better because of each other. And I'm like, that is good. And I like it.
Yeah. And that also opens up a whole realm of possibilities of other epilogues that they could do, because they have eight more. Do I wish they could have saved this one potentially for, like, you know, maybe eight or nine, but
I'll make no secret, this is probably the one I'll like the most, but yeah, hey, we'll see.
Yeah, I hope they do I feel like they'll do a Finn one or a Jake one. They might do, I think they're gonna do a Peppermint Butler one. I think I saw that, where he opens a school for, like, witchcraft or something, because he is, like, a demon summoner and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's like a demonologist, which is like a thing you can be in the real world for some reason.
The whole thing.
Get those demons wherever they aren't.
But no, I recommend, I highly, highly, highly recommend Adventure Time Obsidian. It's so good. So good. Hey, while we're talking about HBO Max, should we talk about our Middle Watch? Because it's also HBO Max.
Let's hop over to Middle Watch, our only segment, really. We watch an episode right in the middle of a show without really any context, and we talk about it. And usually it's terrible, but we have a real good time, and we can't watch everything, so you might as well watch a little bit of everything.
We looked at a show called Joe Pera, right?
I believe we're talking about Joe Pera Talks With You, specifically Season 2, Episode 5, which is Joe Pera Takes You to the Grocery Store.
I had no idea what this was before.
I didn't.
I just had seen, like, an ad for it, and I was like, fuck it.
It's very strange.
It's very strange. So essentially, it's this man, Joe Pera, and he talks to you about the way that he sees the world. And he's a very kind of awkward, soft-spoken man who, in this particular episode, talks you through what a grocery store is and his, like, weird affection towards it.
Ever been?
I love grocery stores now. Like, it was so zen. It was so weird because it was the most chill thing and nothing happened, but there were, like, these two, like, weird characters you get introduced to. Like, one who's, like, this wife who's buying rotisserie chickens that one of her husband will just eat a whole rotisserie chicken in the shower and try to waffle stomp the skins and bones. And then you also meet this other dude who's, like, one of the
ham boy.
Yeah, the ham boy. He's an older gentleman who gives out samples at the grocery store. You find out later that he was in jail for 13 years.
This is so many years.
It makes me wonder what he did, because immediately after Joe, like, gets a sample from him, a mother and her child immediately walk up, and I go, and he's like, did you know that that man was in prison for 13 years? And I was like, get him away from the children! Why is he here?
It could have been anything, because, you know, I wouldn't say the criminal justice system is A+.
It's true. It's not. You might be saying, Trevor, Shane, you're doing a really bad job describing the show.
That's it. It's the show.
He talks about grocery stores. And Shane, it's made me nostalgic for when we used to go and just, like, grab shit in the middle of the night.
I really liked the liquor store.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, my parents could see how I was spending money. And they're like, why do you keep going to the liquor store? And I'm like, listen, that's where I get shit. It's right there. I'm not drinking that much, I swear.
It's corn nuts and kettle chips. God.
I just got a little ice cream.
It made me very nostalgic, especially during this time of the Waterworld stunt show.
Uh-huh.
I personally, because we have, you know, family members who have been going, like, the designated people who go and pick up stuff from the grocery
store. That's smart, yeah.
I haven't been to the grocery store since, like, fucking March. Like, goddamn, dude.
I gotta tell you, the experience is not great. Super stressful.
Exactly, which is why I haven't gone, but,
sensible.
Like, man, do I just want things to be okay so I can go to the grocery store.
Just have a normal goddamn experience.
And just touch all the fruit and just be like, this is great. I'm going to lick all these grapes.
I don't know about that. My favorite part of the episode, so he, he's like, well, I spent all my money, and he has to walk through the ice cream aisle, but he doesn't have any money left. And he's like, damn it. And then he gets to the checkout lane, and the cashier is like, well, it only came out to like 66 whatever, you still have money left over, because his budget's $70, and he's like, what? And then he just runs to the ice cream and gets it, and I'm like, the childlike wonder in that moment. Simple things that make people happy in, like, TV or movies are really fucking effective, and I was like, yeah, good. Get that goddamn ice cream.
The kind of the thing that made my heart hurt, I don't know if it was meant to, he puts his groceries in his car and everything, and he's like, I'm excited, I'm gonna have a few scoops after dinner tonight, and it'll be a little celebration, because it's my birthday. And then he closes his trunk, and like, and the episode ends. I'm like, oh, Joe, I've known you for 20 minutes, but man, no. You deserve a better birthday.
You deserve a whole time.
It was good. I think I might watch more of it.
It felt like, so when I write or try to write, sometimes I'll watch videos of people walking through like New York or Boston or Seattle, kind of like a big city, just kind of like it's cool to kind of look at buildings and then hear ambient noise. It's very relaxing. This kind of felt like that in a way. Like, there was more to it, obviously. But it had the same kind of, like, relaxing, ambient kind of quality that I really like, you know?
Totally. And the cinematography in the beginning, like, in the intro when it was, like, setting up the grocery store and everything, it really, like, lent itself to, like, hey, this place is kind of magical, and like, look, the sprinklers go on onto the vegetables and everything, and you know, there's someone putting away milk, and I hate to be the fucking that person who twirls their mustache and is like, the beauty in the everyday, but you know, it's kind of that vibe. Fun story, I for a very 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 short time I was involved in a magazine, and we had to read artist statements, and the number of times I saw the phrase beauty in the everyday, I wanted to blow my fucking head off. It was 1,000 times. they were like, the beauty in the everyday, and it's a fucking sunset. I'm like, oh, what?
I've never seen the sunset before.
Sorry. It made me nostalgic for just like us doing our dumb like errands and just running around, and you know, like we went to Target a few times, and like, you know, we did things, and
a lot of my favorite days in college were like weird errand days. Every once in a while, our friend Salvador would be like, well, I have to get my phone plan changed, and I'm like, fuck it, I guess I'm doing that today too. It's just kind of fun sometimes to make a whole day of like this most menial task.
Oh yeah, no, totally. And I super miss that. I super miss being able to be like, hey, let's go get food, but then also do 17 other things that have nothing to do with anything. I don't know why that show just really, like, I watched it and I, like, wanted to keep watching more. There was something about it where I was like,
that's ideal. I'm glad.
Yeah. So I think a success for me, at least, on the middle watch front. It wasn't a whole lot of anything, but, you know, it was a fun time. Oh, so you know how you mentioned how you like to watch people walking through cities, kind of the ambient noise and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I like to do that, but with the woods.
Do you have like an area, or is it just like in general?
No, I just go, woods, please. Google, thank you. And they do it, and they give it to me. And I hear birds, and I hear water, and I go, nice.
Every once in a while, someone will put a camera on a hill and be like, oh, let's do 2 years of a time lapse. And I'm like, that's insane. I'll watch that.
What was that thing you sent me the other day? It was like window swap or something?
Oh, yeah, there's a windowoftheworld.com or some bullshit, and you click it and they'll just give you like a window view of some random part in the world, and I'm sure it's only like 10 minutes of footage. I don't actually know.
Yeah.
But it's really cool because you get to see like an entirely different place every time out of like hundreds or thousands of places, and I think that's really neat. It's kind of cool seeing like random shit going on, and kind of comforting to be like, oh yeah, people are out there. Because sometimes you forget people are out there, and it's good to know that people are out there.
You sent me that, and I immediately, like, was put in someone's living room, and there was, like, a cat on a windowsill, and I was like, this is fucking relaxing. I don't know why. It's the dead of night for me, but for this person, when they recorded, it was, like, noon, and their cat was snoozing, and it was peaceful. Oh, did you finish Auntie Donna?
Yeah.
Yes. You should. Oh, y'all should watch Auntie Donna, by the way.
Yeah, you should.
It's Auntie Donna funny. On Netflix. Big old House of Fun. It's really fun. It's really good.
I don't know if you have like a dumb shit list where if I even got like one 100th amount rich, I would be like, I'm gonna buy this dumb fucking thing immediately.
Yes.
Because like, that's that kind of shit where it's like, oh, this dumb replica or this dumb fan thing for a show you don't even like, and I'm like, I need that.
Did you see on Twitter? It was like a person, and they're like, me in my bed. And my girlfriend cuddling with a $500 Mareep.
Oh, yeah. I saw that because, like, people meme the shit out of it. And it was super fucking funny.
100% I would buy that $500 Mareep. Just giant Pokemon sheep pillow. Amazing. It's huge. We're selling on the website, by the way.
We're not sponsored by the $500 Mareep.
Sponsored by Pokemon. Pokemon. You can't catch them all. Open now in seasons.
They keep making more, actually. It's actually incredibly hard to get them all.
To get them all, you have to buy multiple games over many generations.
So many, and they're not all good.
No. In fact, most of them are bad.
Like most things, really.
That's what I don't get about Pokemon. You can make anything, game designers, but why make a Pokemon that's absolutely garbage?
The literal garbage Pokemon.
There is one that's literal. There's two that's garbage. Well, because it evolves into Garbodor. And then it also has a mega evolution or whatever.
That's my Harry Potter house, Garbodor. So.
Remember when we went to the beach? And they had all those fucking, like, t-shirts that were, like, that had really dumb slogans on it? Everyone was like, I'm not gay, but $20 is $20. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? That is terrible. That is horrible. That's a war crime. It's a war crime of a t-shirt. This has been a too much of a Zen episode.
Too Zen of an episode.
We're just bouncing around.
We made a terrible mistake.
We gotta get angry.
Arrested Development. I made a terrible mistake.
God, that's the show that I wish was better towards the end.
Yeah.
Because I really have the drive to rewatch that show, but I also don't want to watch it because of how terrible the last two seasons are.
I remember being excited for season four, and then when I watched it at the end of high school, I was like, this is not, it's not funny. It's like it's kind of like if Joss Whedon were like, all right, Serenity 2, and then it was terrible. That's what Arrested Development felt like. God, Now that I've spoken that into existence, I am now terrified of Serenity 2.
Joss Whedon just woke up with like a fever sweat, and he's like, I've been Serenity summoned. 2. Are they doing a Train to Busan 2?
Then they did.
Boat to Busan? Plane to Busan?
Submarine to Seoul, actually. So.
Taxi to
I win!
I would be terrified, absolutely terrified of zombie outbreak on a submarine.
Yeah, because it's going to be a 5-minute experience, so.
Yeah, because someone just opens the top and it just sinks.
Well, no, because somebody coughs and it's like, well, and then they just set off the reactor and then the whole thing just disappears. So this has been Out of Dodge Chill Edition. Who knows how much will actually end up into the episode? I don't know.
Probably 10 minutes of it or nothing, honestly. Thank you for listening. I know we've been all kind of all over the place, but you know what? That's what turkey does to me. It makes me relax.
If you have any ideas for TV shows that are terrible or good that you want us to watch an episode of in the middle, please hit us up on our social media, which is Out of Dodge Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Happy holidays, I guess, because that's where we are.
We're in the middle.
be safe out there because stuff's going on. Too much, ooh, you could say.
Ooh, boy, is it bad.
But there's kind of hope on the horizon. But it's super important that you're very safe right here at the end of it.
Yeah.
And I wish everybody the best.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is...
Well said.
Probably it, right?
I think so. I'm sorry, I'm very goofy today.
No, don't worry about it. I'm sure there's an episode in here somewhere. Just like how people say there's a movie in Tree of Life somewhere, but I don't fucking know where
I haven't seen it.
It's so fucking bad.
No, the movie within Tree of Life. I've seen Tree of Life.
There we go. Remember like dinosaurs? Why?
No, it's The Birth of Compassion.
I'm like, what about The Birth of Bullshit? Write a movie, maybe. Uh-huh. Maybe use like the knowledge in your brain to do art instead of trash.
See, that gives me hope.
Beauty in the everyday.
If that can get greenlit... fuck up, anything I can make can get greenlit.
Right,
so.
Yeah, anything can happen. That's like, yep. you watch fucking, what was that dog shit movie we saw
about the end of the You have to be more specific.
The one about the apocalypse.
Geostorm?
No, Geostorm. That's terrible, except for maybe that one lightning bit that's like literally a minute and a half out of a 2-hour film. But if that can get made, I'm like, fuck it. I can do anything. I don't give a shit anymore. Bad movies give me so much confidence.
Mr. President, where did you get a bazooka? I'm the goddamn president.
I'm this, and I'm this, and welcome to our video.
Wait, how did that reptile? Wait, what wouldn't have been alive?